You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from buildings to typography, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, James Taylor Foster, European Editor-at-Large at architecture website Arc Daily, surveys the state of Indian architecture and puts forward a blueprint for an Indian vernacular for the 21st century.
In the first half of 2016, an exhibition was opened in Mumbai. The State of Architecture, as it was known, sought to put contemporary Indian building in the spotlight in order to map trends post-independence and, more importantly, provoke a conversation both historical and in relation to where things are heading. India, of course, is a unique and complex place of inequalities, overcrowding, and issues of sanitation, to name a few, which give architects more to think about than just changing skylines. A nation of 29 states that stretch from the Himalayan peaks to the coastline of the Indian Ocean, it has a magnificently diverse range of cultures, languages, and architectural styles, from the pastel Portuguese colors of Goa to the narrow, colorful streets of Ahmedabad. Yet as India experiences the processes of rapid urbanization in its largest metropoli, such as New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bangalore, Hyderabad, and beyond, an odd phenomenon has arisen. You could say that the wrong sort of architecture is being built, and discourse about the reality of Indian architecture today is, on the whole, lacking. So what do I mean by the wrong sort of architecture? In the words of Rahul Mehrotra, a practicing architect and professor of urban design and planning at Harvard, architects in India are pandering to capital in unprecedented ways, creating what we could call the architecture of impatient capital. In other words, as money flows into people's pockets, it is manifested, for example, in shiny glass towers, all built in the blink of an eye. Vast air-conditioned skyscrapers, while representing only half the story, are both absurd and inefficient in the sorts of diverse subtropical climates that India enjoys. When Le Corbusier designed the government compound at Chandigarh, the capital of the northern territories of Haryana and Punjab in the early 1960s, he understood the importance of designing specifically for the city's sun-soaked summers. A European import simply wouldn't do. One of modern India's giants was the late Charles Corriere. He had a finely tuned sensibility that found its aesthetic home in the lyrical qualities of light and shade. It was the quiet progressiveness of the Gandhi Ashram, completed in 1963, that put his ideas on the map. An interconnected collection of modular huts on the site of Mahatma Gandhi's home that together create a meandering pathway and a memorial to Gandhi's legacy. These huts provide shelter from the sun as necessary, but are also open to the skies and, most importantly, the breeze. It is one of the truest examples of what contemporary Indian architecture could and should be, if only progress would allow. Marina Tabassum, who won an Aga Khan Award in 2016 for a modest mosque in Dhaka, also recognizes the power of contemporary vernacularism. Built on a sliver of land donated by her grandmother and with funds raised by the local community, the building is both simple and elegant. Perforated brick walls speckle the prayer room with light and allow the building to breathe. It is, in other words, a perfect fit for its home. India can be the testing ground for raising the quality of life in the built environment for the many, but it must galvanize together to really make a difference.
A very special thanks to James Taylor Foster there for that report on Indian architecture. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download it anytime you like from wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, why not check out James's other On Design contribution from July last year, which takes a closer look at postmodern architecture. Thanks for listening and goodbye.